Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Hey, how are you doing?
Doing excellently. I was just wondering if you wanted to get together sometime soon and debate on the internet, like sit in the same place physically, both go to the same online location and debate people together.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I love debating online and just totally wiping the floor with MOOCs.
Yeah, we got such great arguments, you and me, especially when we team up and we are able to coordinate in person, but then also tag team online at the same time.
Let me check my calendar here. When do I have open time?
Saturday? I was thinking Saturday night.
Yeah. Saturday night's wide open for me. So
yeah, that's wide open for you. You don't have any invitations or nobody?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. No plans. Saturday night's completely empty. I've got no one to meet. I haven't been invited to anything.
Really? Only 2 days away and I'm the first invite you've gotten for Saturday night?
Yep.
Huh. Cool. Well, I mean, that works out great for me.
Perfect. It really works out because I really wanted to make it down and debate. How are you for Friday? Clear?
Yeah, I mean...
I said Friday. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm actually free on Friday as well if you want to move it. Let's just go with Saturday.
We'll go with Saturday, but I'm also free on Friday. A little embarrassed to say, but...
Okay, so I'll see you Saturday night at 8.
Perfect.
I'm excited. That's only 2 days away.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Got no plans that night already, so I can make it.
Looking forward to it already.
Clearing the schedule, so I'll be there.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
I'm wrong, you're wrong, he's wrong. She's wrong, they're wrong, we're wrong. You're wrong, I am wrong. We are wrong. Seriously wrong.
This episode of the Seriously Wrong podcast is brought to you by...
The Xenon Group Home Tape Series, Episode 143, How to Win at Online Arguments.
Have you ever wanted to squash your online enemies like a bug so that their foul-smelling insides are released for all of the public to see and mock, and you stand over them victorious with a fist in the air and the adoration of the crowd around you?
In this exclusive one-hour tape with the top experts in the field,
online argument masters Sean Voulier and Aaron Moritz will take you through all of the world's greatest online argument secrets.
We're also going to be teaching you about a very important technique called the golden triangle.
One simple technique so powerful that will raise you up like a god above all others.
I wish I could tell you more, but that's top secret. But don't take it from us. This system has been used by thousands of people, and we've got a few here today who have a brief, uncoerced testimonials to the strength of this program.
Yeah, I'm not an actor, but I managed to dominate my campus's political Facebook discussion group so well that I actually got a wife out of it. I'm married now because of what the Golden Triangle did for my online debating technique.
I used to get into so many online debates and they just go nowhere. Hopefully, you know, they'd be a little win-win, but more often than not, honestly, lose-lose. But then I heard about this program. I tried the Golden Triangle. Win, lose, for me. Not for them, for me. The Golden Triangle works. And I'm not an actor. That happened.
And those are just two of thousands of testimonials from non-actors that we've collected and can all be viewed on our website.
The Xenon Group Home Tape Series 143, How to Win at Online Debates, is an essential part of any collection of anything. I don't care if you collect feathers, rocks, buttons, you name it. If you don't have this fucking tape, your collection's not complete. The Golden Triangle, proud sponsor of today's Seriously Wrong podcast. Thank you so much. Back to you, Sean and Aaron.
Hey, Sean, has your idea of what debating on the internet is like different now than it was when the internet was first kind of coming into prominence? Is what the internet debate sphere looks like what you imagined it would look like 10 years ago?
No, I kind of thought of like comment sections and forums and kind of the connected world of the internet as being like a new public square to this road to the democratization of society, where technology is able to liberate us from isolation and connect people into political communities of like-minded people where they can share thoughts, bounce ideas off of each other, work together to make the world a better place. And I'm not sure that's really come to fruition.
Yeah, I specifically remember seeing other people make this comparison to like English coffee houses of the 17th and 18th century. The coffee house I've seen described as places where people gathered to drink coffee, learn about the news of the day, meet each other and discuss matters of mutual concern. The absence of alcohol created a unique environment for people to meet in public and discuss things. It was very different from all the other places that existed. Just this like public forum for people to butt their ideas up against each other, where just like the best arguments are going to win.
Yeah.
Like really like...
Put your arguments on the table. We take out the ruler. One of the arguments is longer and that argument wins. It's simple to figure out who wins. And the stronger idea always wins.
Just that people were going to come into it with this like honest desire to find the truth, not to necessarily be convinced or to convince, but to come together.
And what I really miss about social media, like, and maybe this is just rose colored glasses, but it used to be that people would share actual fucking information every now and then, and they wouldn't just argue in circles endlessly about who said what or what means this or blah, 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 or fuck you, you were bad this time, here's a screenshot of you. Like, it used to be that if you read two people arguing about immigration, you could read the thread and you would have read two or three immigration statistics by the end of it. And that just seems to be completely gone on Facebook now.
I used to try a lot more, for sure, than I do now. Now it's like, it's playing games rather than trying to have an argument. You're playing posturing games. And like, sometimes I try to impart information, but not usually. It feels hopeless.
My level of patience and sincerity for online communication over political issues has really diminished over the last year, and probably to great benefit in my life and productivity.
Yeah, exactly. Like in 2012, 2011, I would spend hours having conversations with people, like composing my best, well thought out responses, like responding to everything they said, trying to like just really put an argument out there, put all my thought and effort into it. And people would do the same back. Like we would have these huge, long conversations where people writing these really long comments back and forth. It was really interesting, really intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, you would actually learn something from reading a thread. Like, I don't want to learn who has screenshots of who saying what problematic thing. That's not a fucking internet debate. Not like we used to do. Not like we did back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, 6 years ago, like internet debate.
You used to be able to read an immigration thread and learn a thing or two about immigration. I don't want to learn a thing or two about what so-and-so said in which group and you got a screenshot. Fuck you. Shut up. I want to learn about goddamn immigration.
Right.
I could just Google this shit myself, but it's more fun to read people argue. So at least know that there's some fucking eyes on what you're doing and have a little respect for other human beings, for God's sake. The shit posting stuff is out of control. I condemn it all. Shit posting has got to go. Effort posting only, baby.
Well, like, I just see them as different things. One of them is like a sport that has little to do with debate and little to do with anything. Like, it's winning quote unquote debates in a shitposting group is like winning a game of football. Like, it shows that you have skill at this particular thing, but it has nothing to do with like, it doesn't reflect on the value of the people in the teams. It doesn't mean one of those teams is like great and the other team sucks. Like these conclusions people draw from football, it means very little of these things. It's just like, oh, they outmaneuvered them in this particular game. That's what happens in shitposting groups now. It has nothing to do with like the strength of positions or anything. It doesn't matter. It's just for sport. And like, when you see it as just for sport, you're like, okay, I engage in this as a recreational activity, but don't mistake it for like serious discussion, and don't mistake it for getting somewhere, because you're not.
If you present information on the internet aimed at an audience, you're going to get some level of penetration there. Like, I like the sport metaphor for these shit posting arguments, these low effort, pure id fucking posting.
I do agree that you can present information. Sometimes you can get into a good discussion in the midst of the shit posting. Like, if you offer sincere arguments and information, sometimes that hook will catch a fish and that fish will offer sincere arguments and information back. It's relatively rare, but it does happen. But even if it doesn't happen, you can still put sincere arguments and information out there and people will read them.
You know, this is something I'm like just an old man, kids get off my lawn when it comes to like Facebook groups that are ostensibly about politics in some way, but have selfie threads. I don't want thirst fucking drama. People have crushes on each other and they post about it. Other people know about it. Stop. Just stop. Get the fuck off my lawn.
Who has whose nudes?
That's horrible. Why are you sending each other nudes? My Jesus Christ.
Nobody ever sends me nudes in these groups. Like, I hear about the nudes, but I don't ever get the nudes.
You know what?
Actually, one person sent me a nude because I was, sorry, I was having a debate about circumcision. And this person sent me a picture of their circumcised penis to be like, doesn't this suck? Basically.
Really?
Yeah. They had a circumcision as an adult and were just very unhappy about it. But yeah, send me a picture of their circumcised penis being like, fucking fuck. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know what to say. It's like,
that's a good nude story. I haven't got any nudes. So it's 1-0 at this point. I don't solicit nudes or want to receive them. So whew, debating on the internet, you know, you hope they quietly change their point of view later. I certainly don't seem to let up when you're firing away on that keyboard, if you know what I mean, Aaron.
I do.
Also, I'm Sean. I try to argue with you on the internet every week here.
Just letting people know who we are.
So I got this tape. I saw an infomercial for it. It's how to argue on the internet and win.
Oh.
Yeah, it's done by the Xenon Group. Apparently there's some sort of multinational that releases tapes.
That could be a game changer if we knew how to actually win debates, change people's mind on the internet. That could be powerful stuff. I'd love to listen to this tape with you.
Cool. Let's say I pop it on.
Yeah, let's pop it in. I got my cassette player right here.
Oh, perfect.
We'll just put the tape into the thing, close the door, press the play button.
Oh, I forgot to plug in the speakers. My bad.
Oh, here, I'll rewind the tape as you plug in the speakers.
I want to make sure we catch it all.
Don't want to miss the very beginning.
The tape part was plugged in. The speaker's still unplugged.
Right.
Slipped up.
And play again.
Oh, unfortunately, we have an error here, an intellectual property error, because this tape is for Xenon Group subscribers only, and it is actually illegal for us to share any of that top secret behind the paywall information with any people from the outside. So it's time to reach for your wallet and give us money.
Yeah. I mean, if it was up to us, Sean and I here,
yeah,
we would give you this information for free. You know, we're the likable hosts. We would love to do that. But we're just employees of Xenon Group, and the bosses, the head honchos, Sean and Aaron, they really crack the whip. They care about the intellectual property.
We got to rise up against them someday. But until then,
if you want to hear the rest, give us money. It's, you know, it's not our choice, but it's what it is.
Do you want to know what the golden triangle is? Time to give us money. Reach for that wallet.
Yeah, the golden triangle is the good stuff, and that's going to be behind the paywall. That's how it works.
You know, a lot of people, when they make the decision to first start giving us money, they say, should I give them the money? And they say, oh, yes, I need all that bonus content.
I've also heard from people like, oh, $6 a month, that's so affordable. I can afford to give you $6 a month for this great content. Like, not only do I get the bonus content, but I'm supporting independent content creators, Sean and Aaron of the Xenon Group.
Who aren't accountable to any outside powers, aren't accountable to any larger organizations, keep them independent, fiercely independent, putting out this luxury content. It's
so
a bargain,
reasonable.
Really. And actually, I'm just going to say it. I'm reaching for my wallet right now. This is what I've heard people say. I'm reaching for my wallet right now, and I'm going to give a terrific 20.
Terrific 20.
I'm going to go for the terrific 20.
What a great contribution.
And I think it really comes from an admirable, like, good place.
Yeah, there's so many ways to give us money that it's almost too many to list. But one more I wanted to mention is that some very special, very amazing people have chosen to give us a fabulous 50 every month. It really is fabulous. I know it's in the name, so it's kind of redundant, but of all the ways to give us money, that is one of the most fabulous, for sure.
So this has been your Xenon Group taster platter of a delicious and full dish, which you're invited to join everyone else at the big table to enjoy and talk about. And of course, if you are at the table, just let us say it is against Xenon Group copyright provisions to speak about anything you heard about at that table. It's strictly for IP holders only. Strictly, strictly, strictly. Not a joke.
So, as we always say at Xenon Group, give us money.